I have been doing this. I've been making sure that I'm going on my own and just enjoying. Time is precious and we've got a limited amount of time in our life. What the hell would you spend it stressed out? And I'm not even sure stress is a real thing for everything that we face. Of course, stress is something that was created to make sure that we survive. It was created to ensure that we manage to, you know, escape from predators and things like that. But at the same time, is stress actually a metric? Something that you can measure your life on? It's not. If I measure my life on the amount of stress that I go through every single day, I'm screwed. I'm really screwed because I'm the type of person that really manages to stress herself out like that for no reason. But I managed to bring it down to you, and I know how to bring it down. I feel like this podcast is going to be a cool way for me to just express myself easily. I really like to speak. I really like to show who I am, what I do, and share, you know, share with people. And that's super important. I want to create something big with this podcast, with this blog, with this YouTube channel that is in the making. And I mean, it's in the making. The ideas are getting dropped down. It's going to be big. I know it. It's going to be freaking big. And I don't know when I'll be successful, but I will be, in a way. I don't know how I'm going to measure the success at the moment, but I will be successful and I will please myself with all the amount of work that I put into this. But at the moment, it's just me speaking to a phone. But maybe in a few years' time, it'll be me speaking to a crowd of 20,000 women at a TED Talk. Who knows? No one knows. But right now, what matters is the fact that I'm using this powerful tool that is the internet to empower myself, use it to discover truly who I want to be, what I want to do. Because we have the chance today to access and connect with thousands of people out there. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm getting frustrated constantly about this type of things because I don't know how to use this tool well, and I don't know how to connect with that many people at the same time. But what I know is that it's powerful and that I'm going to use it to empower myself and to empower all of you, because I'm going to be sharing what I'm going through. I'm a French girl, you know? French girls are known to have chic arrogance and class and values and have a great lifestyle. What the hell is that? It's true. Not everybody, but we have this inside of us. I mean, I do. I inspire myself so much from my mother. She's chic, class, amazing, beautiful. But she goes through some shit. But that's life, man. She goes through some difficulties, but she's also a woman that stresses herself a lot. But that's not right. We shouldn't. And I'm managing right now. I'm really, really managing to learn how to not worry, to learn how to not stress. And my second way of learning how to not worry, my second way of telling you how to stop stressing out, how to handle your stress, not to stop stressing out, to handle your stress well, is to go for a walk. You're gonna say, go for a walk, are you crazy? Look, whoever's listening right now, I'm walking by Plaza Catalunya. It's midnight and I'm in Barcelona, walking on my own, phone to my ear, walking, speaking, and, you know, getting out the things that I want to share, getting out my energy, getting out my thoughts, and putting them into this powerful tool to share with you my methods, to share with you my way of seeing the world, my vision. And this is going to transform itself into a blog post, and I know it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be super cool. But go for a walk. Take that time to go for a walk and just enjoy loneliness. Enjoy solo. Enjoy this, because solo time is precious. We don't have that much time on our own, you know. We're currently constantly surrounded by social media, by pressure, by TV, by medias, by friends, by family, by co-workers. We don't actually have the power to have constant time alone. Some people are the other way around. They hate being alone. But just try to use it for your own benefit. Because I love having friends. I love being with people, and I love just enjoying my time with people. But I also embrace and love the time that I have on my own, because it's just so powerful. I don't have anyone to tell me what to do, where to go, what to say. It's just great to feel the air, breathe in, breathe out, and enjoy simple things that life has to offer. Enjoying simple things is powerful. The other day I was on a scooter, you say this, like on a motorbike, behind a friend in Barcelona, just like casually driving in the city, and I was just at the back, not having to worry about one single thing because she was driving. And being on that bike and feeling the power of it, getting the air in my face in the city of Barcelona, the amazing architecture, and just enjoying was amazing. And I go through this every day, but these 5 minutes, use them to let the stress out, use them to feel good, you know, embracing the little moments like I am right now, embracing that walk. Use it to empower yourself, use them to feel good, use them to create positive energy. Positive energy is drastically important. It's drastically important to be able to develop the right mindset to achieve all your goals. And today, I know that for the past 2 days, I've been extremely stressed out. I have no reason to be. No reason. Things are going my way. I'm starting a new job in a restaurant this week. All my papers are going to get, you know, sorted and everything. I'm going to be able to work in Spain legally, have a good flat with great people, develop my projects, develop my blog, everything. But at the same time, if I stress myself out, I'm not going to be able to do anything, because I'm constantly going to be under my own pressure. I'm creating my own pressure, and most of the time this is what's happening. When you don't receive stress from other people, you create it for yourself. And feeling good about yourself is allowing yourself to breathe. Simply breathe, enjoy simple things. Create yourself an environment where you feel good. I feel good where I live, but it's not 100%, because I live with 7 other people, man, in a big flat, in a really big flat, which is cool, but 7 other people is a lot, and handling this is a lot too. I'll be fine, I'll be able to have my own space in the future, but I try to empower as much time on my own as I can. I need to, because if I don't, I'm going to drive myself crazy and I'm not going to be able to achieve anything. So please, thing I told you number one was take yourself for a coffee. Just enjoy time alone for a coffee. Take yourself on a date with a book, a notepad, start writing, just do something creative. Number two is take yourself for a walk. And I'm not saying by night, you have to just go for a jog, do something. I go for jogs on my own because it allows me to think, to breathe, to enjoy. I take myself on a walk every night in the dark. Well, not in the dark, because there's lights everywhere and it's such a big city, there's always people in the street, but stay safe, eh? But just appreciate this type of thing. Number three is just to enjoy a good book, something calm. Turn notifications off. Just enjoy a good book. Start writing, start drawing. Do something arty, something creative that will use your full potential. Not to make money, just something that you can use to empower yourself. And who knows, you might discover yourself being talented at something new. I'm trying to think, should I start drawing? Should I start doing things like this? Because I actually like it. But what I like the most is speaking. So right now I'm being creative by just being speaking to you, to this audience, to this future very, very big audience. I believe in it. But what's mostly important is to be using your own creativity. Go speak to people, meet people, just spend time with quality, positive people. If you need to go partying with your friends, just go on dates, go on coffee shop, go on coffee breaks, just do different things that make you feel good. It's as simple as this. Just give yourself the power. Give yourself the power to say yes to some time. Even if you have a very long day at work and just at the end of the day you want to have some time for yourself, do it. It's super important. Wake up early in the morning to start your day active and just start your day with something fresh, something good and, you know, active. It's very important. It's very good. It's going to make you feel great about yourself. Just do things for yourself. Empower yourself. And use all your energy to become someone better. Someone less stressed. And care for yourself. You know, today I just had the time to put a face mask on and just drink coffee on the balcony. Watch people draw, write, think. And it was great. It was not a long time, but it was great, precious time. Right now, I'm by the Cathedral of Barcelona. It looks absolutely beautiful by night, and if I could share it with you right now, I would. If you follow me on social media, you're probably going to see pictures, things like this, but it looks absolutely outstanding. Just appreciating little things will totally change you. So after this long speech, this is all I'm going to be saying today. I hope you have a marvelous time, and I think that you will find me regularly on this podcast. So at times I'll probably be speaking on my own like this, like now, taking myself for a walk and just getting rid of all my energy, transform it into empowerment. And I'm going to be sharing things with you. I'm going to be sharing my business ideas. I'm going to be sharing my blog posts. I'm going to be sharing content. I'm going to be sharing many things. If you want to find out more about me, check out justfrenchie.com. JustFrenchie.com. Or you can send me an email, mariemarks@justfrenchie.com. mariemarks@justfrenchie.com. And I hope to see you soon. You can also follow me on social media. My Instagram is The French Label. And my Twitter is Hey Croissant. I know, very original, right? But I don't use Twitter at all. So, I mean, I don't really like it. So just, yeah, keep focused, keep empowering yourself, and have a marvelous night. Thank you for following.